Welcome to the Joseph Campbell Audio Collection. This talk is called Man and Myth. It is the first talk in the series entitled Man and Myth. And now, Joseph Campbell.
And to pick up where Father Malone started me off, a perfectly good definition of mythology is other people's religion. The definition of religion isn't much more difficult. It is misunderstood mythology. The misunderstanding consists typically in interpreting mythological symbols as though they were references to historical facts. And this is a particularly crucial problem in our tradition in the West, where the whole emphasis has been on historicity of the events on which our churches are founded. The fact that one finds the basic mythological themes in all the great religions of the world, and one way or another also in practically all of the more primitive religions, would lead one to conclude, I should think, that the primary reference of these symbols, such a symbolic image, for example, as the virgin birth, cannot possibly have been to a historical event. The historical event, if it was an event, would have significance spiritually because it was a historicization of a symbol that had some kind of sense of its own before the historical event occurred. In the Christian tradition, there's a very decisive problem in distinguishing between the sense of the term Christ and the sense of the term Jesus. Jesus is a reference to a historical character. Christ is a reference to an eternal principle, the Son of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, which is before and after all the ages and is not historical. The sense of our tradition is that the historical character Jesus is, or was, the incarnation on earth of that second person of the Blessed Trinity. Now, the main point that would distinguish our tradition in this respect from, let's say, Hinduism or Buddhism would be that we would say that this incarnation is unique. Now, that has had a special force in our tradition, but the main point of the religion is not certainly that it was unique in the case of Jesus Christ, but that this should have some sense in the effect on your own spirit and what it does to you.